Today marked a shift in the government's rhetoric around new migrants, with Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull calling on new migrants to become Australian patriots. Along with a call for patriotism from new migrants, the government is considering allowing greater powers to block applications for citizenship. But will the new rhetoric from the government help or hinder their calls for assimilation? On Tuesday, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull updated the House of Representatives on the status of Australia's national security. Speaking in the wake of a series of terrorist attacks in Australia and around the world, he acknowledged the threat Australia faced from Islamic terrorism, but sought to reassure the population of the ability of law enforcement and security agencies. These security agencies have received $1.5 billion of funding to improve their counter-terrorism operations since August of 2014.
We should also be reassured our law enforcement agencies, intelligence services, the Australian Defence Force are the best in the world. They keep us safe and they enable Australians to do what we always have, enjoy our freedom. We lead our Australian way of life on our terms. We will not buckle or be cowed by this scourge of Islamist terrorism.
Yeah. Turnbull also used the update to champion bipartisan support for his government's proposed citizenship changes, which will see applicants required to have a more stringent English proficiency levels in order to gain citizenship.
We are the most successful multicultural society in the world. We do not define our national identity, as many others do, by reference to religion, race or ethnicity, but rather by a commitment to a shared set of political values of freedom, democracy, the rule of law, equality of men and women, mutual respect. We must not take that success for granted. There is no more important title in our democracy than Australian citizen, and we should make no apology for asking those who seek to join our Australian family to join us as Australian patriots, committed to the values that define us, committed to the values that unite us.
Asher Hirsch, Senior Policy Officer for the Refugee Council of Australia, saw both the changes to citizenship and the rhetoric used by the government as damaging to community harmony and seeking to further divide the community and isolating recently arrived migrants.
The way that it's being framed, I guess, by our Minister and Prime Minister is making, like you said, an othering, suggesting that those who are new to Australia don't subscribe to these universal values, and it's really quite offensive to a lot of new communities.
Hirsch also questioned the claim that these Australian values were synonymous with only Australia. The government has used the term with increasing frequency in recent months.
It really begs the question of what are Australian values, and we're talking about values such as democracy, equality, equal opportunity, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, all these values that people ascribe to. These are not Australian values as such, but they, in any sense, universal values.
Peter Dutton yesterday called on government to grant him greater powers to deny citizenship applications, effectively granting him personal oversight, whereas previously he was only able to deny visa applications. Hirsch has accused Dutton of disregarding the rule of law.
The proposed citizenship discussion paper talks about the rule of law as a key Australian value, and obviously something that many refugees come to Australia because of our adherence to the rule of law. We have a system of democracy, we have an open and transparent government. But yesterday, the Minister of Immigration proposed further laws to give him greater power over who becomes a citizen and powers to overturn a decision of the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. And these kind of powers really undermine the rule of law. And we're talking about being able to, with his own personal discretion, decide who is a citizen despite a ruling of a tribunal.
Senior Policy Advisor with the Refugee Council of Australia, Asher Hirsch, ending that report by myself.